It's the TSW Toy Box Podcast from Talk Star Wars. Each month, collect a brand new show, each released separately, featuring three hosts with movable arms and legs. Mark.
The Supreme Master, the Emperor.
Jeremy.
And he's got a lightsaber.
And moderated by Rob.
There's a trash monster.
It's the TSW Toy Box from Talk Star Wars.
Now I know the Force is with us.
Hello. Welcome to another TSW Toy Box. With me today is Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello. No Rob, unfortunately, as he's out of data.
How did you go, Rob?
Yep, that's his new nickname. So, what have you been collecting this past month?
Well, I've not been allowed to collect anything per se because my birthday is next weekend.
Oh, yes.
So I've been allowed to do a list.
Lovely.
I haven't collected anything. I did get a buildable Lego Chirrut-Imwe for Freddy to build, and he was going to build it this weekend, but we just didn't find the time. We were too busy playing with his Lego Rebels and Hoth figures on the top. We got like a quilt and laid it on the table and made it look like a Hoth because it was white. And we were playing games on that. So we kind of got carried away with ourselves. And then we want to watch a movie today. And time just ran away with ourselves. So we watched Valerian today. Brilliant film. Really good.
All right.
Terrible review, but ignore that. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so collecting this month has not been... as much as I'd like, but I've seen loads of the new Funkos that are coming out are amazing, aren't they?
They are,
incredible things on there.
The Pogs.
Yeah.
The Chewbacca with a Pog.
Yeah.
They're going to fly off the shelves.
Absolutely. And I don't mind if they're the new Ewoks, because I like the Ewoks.
I love the Ewoks.
Yeah, I don't get the hatred of Ewoks these days. They're always great.
No.
But I think it's probably all right. I mean, you know, kids,
definitely.
My kids' age are going to grow up with a Porg gun. I don't know why everyone hates the Porg, because I think, I think someone put today that they could be flying piranhas.
They could very well be. I think they could be like pests, but who knows? We won't know until December.
Well, there's one sitting in the Falcon in one of the pictures, isn't there? So
yeah, on the dashboard, like a Funko, really.
Maybe Chewie started collecting Funko and then he started. That's what it is. He's got his first bobblehead. He'll be addicted. It's a slippery slope.
So, this past week, I have got my 240th anniversary Black Series.
I saw those.
From Robert Cast.
Yeah.
The R5-D4 and the C-3PO. I think I got them last week. Reviewed them this week. They are fantastic.
Oh, they look stunning. They really do look amazing, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I don't need cases for them, but apparently they're sold out. So
oh, no.
I'm going to have to keep my eye out for those. Keep those safe. I understand you went to Sci-Fi by the Sea.
I did. It was a little while back, but it was great fun. I really enjoyed that. It's like a mini Comic-Con. But with less money and travelling involved. I mean, if you live in Kent, it's much better than, you know, the thing about, I love Comic-Cons, but there's an awful lot of queuing involved. I mean, we're English, we invented the queue, we're good at it.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a queue Olympics, we'd win gold all the time, we'd be brilliant. Don't worry, you beat the Germans at. But there's one big queue to get in. I mean, the queue was really, I mean, we went right around the block, but it moved really quickly. It's really well organised.
Yeah.
And there's loads of stalls and things like that. I did manage to pick up a couple of figures that I was after, so I've ticked a couple more off my little list. I've got a prune face, which I never owned in the past, and it's 8D8, the torture droid one. I've got that one. He needs a little bit of dipping in. To give him a clean, but I spoke to people about that. I can't remember if did it recently, but apparently that's frowned upon.
Really?
Yeah, someone was. I'll tell you what it is. I was in a wholesaler the other day doing my boring day job, and there was a guy in there with me. It's only a tiny little place, with an Echo Base t-shirt.
All right.
And I said, you don't mind me asking, but did you get there from Echo Base Live, or did you, did you? He said, no, I've not been to the live, but and we're chatting for ages. And we're talking about restoring, you know, he's done restoration stuff. And he's the one who told me that a lot of the vintage collector people frown upon you using the peroxide on it, which I've never heard of that.
All right. No, I haven't heard that.
I gave him one of the TSW cards because I've always got them on me. I'll send you, I've got loads. I'll send you some. Give us your address. I'll send you some out to you.
And yeah, will do.
I've always got them on me because if I ever see anyone wearing a Star Wars t-shirt, I always say, oh, excuse me, my interest. Like some weird Pied Piper person just approaching random people in Star Wars t-shirts. I go, yeah, have a listen. And he knows quite a lot of them there. He knows the Palatoy, Toy Palloy guy on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've borrowed a lot of his ideas when I've done my restorations and things like that. And he said it was him that gave him the idea to cut the Lego and put in and stuff like that. But yeah, he was really interested. I'm chatting to him for ages. So hopefully he may even be listening to this at some point. So if you listen to it, hi, really nice to meet you on, you know, some part. I did say to him as well about our little podcast that we do, that someone like him would be great to get on the podcast and, you know, push whatever he does and just tell us all about his collection. So hopefully.
Definitely, yeah.
At some point he'll talk to us. But there were lots of stalls at the Sci-Fi by the Sea of there was one guy that just had Funkos, but they were all signed by the actors.
All right.
And some of them were, you know, the Mark Hamill one was going for quite a pretty penny, I must admit. But he just deals with autographs and stuff like that, and he goes to conventions and He's got a Lando to be signed and all those, you know, Billy Dee Williams is going to do it. So that's what he does, I think, for a living. There are quite a few other people who've got stalls and shops around that I spoke to, gave out a lot of cards. I did get the cards off them, but I don't know where my beloved has tidied them to. So, but I did take a photo of them, so I will try and contact as many as I can. Freddie was in his element, looking at everything. I mean, there was a lot of vintage stuff there. But, you know, because I'm only into the Beatons particularly, my two were fairly cheap. And my yellow droid was very cheap because he's yellow. So stick him in. But the thing is, you stick him in a hydrogen peroxide bath and he's fine. So, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'll put him there and I'll clean him up and he was looking good as new, so
Well, I've just put up on Echo Base is peroxide frowned upon to clean figures, and that's a no.
Really?
It is frowned upon.
Oh, it is frowned upon then, yeah.
It's a big it is frowned upon, big no. Yeah. getting a lot of comments already. Don't do it. Take it off. Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, so I had no idea. You know, having looking at all these videos on YouTube about everyone, you know, blatantly doing it, I thought, oh, that's fair enough, it's all right. But no, they really frowned upon it. It was like, oh, no, you can't do that. So, you know, it may be frowned upon, but I'm still likely to do it. So it's not like I'm sticking a repro weapon on them, let's be fair, you know. No. I'm not doing that. I accept that isn't.
We would never do that.
No.
Disclaimer on the beginning of the show.
Yeah, just say no.
No repro.
Just say no.
Yeah.
But I'm really surprised when I discovered that. You do learn something new every day, but.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know why.
We are nothing but educational on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised to talk you something because I never thought that would happen.
Yeah. Well, I know that it's used on like the Millennium Falcon to get that the yellowness out of there.
Yeah.
Out of the plastic, but apparently it's frowned upon on the figures. I don't know if it's frowned upon on the vehicles. I'm assuming it is.
Yeah, the vehicles as well. They don't like you doing that on the vehicles. Because he was saying that he got a slave one that he was doing up. I mean, he got original sticker to put back on it, but he wants to put lights in and things like, you know, just to make it look a bit...
All right.
You know, a bit more funky. But yeah, he said it's really frowned upon. They don't like you doing it. So.
No. Yeah, there's got to be original stickers.
Well, yeah, there was
an auction at Vectis a couple of weeks back, and they were selling them.
Really?
I think they went for about £20-30, yeah. Yeah, the Darth Vader TIE Fighter, a couple of those, a couple of X-Wing stickers, and a couple of Millennium Falcon stickers. They didn't go for as much as I thought they'd go for, but...
Yeah, I had no idea they'd still be floating about.
Well, no. They are, obviously. You learn something new every day, as you say.
Well, it's always good to learn things, I suppose, but I'd like us to explain quite why it's just clear. You know, you wouldn't say, well, you can't use soap and water on one. It's just a different way of cleaning them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. That's something I'm going to have to look into, and I'll report back with that.
We're going to make ourselves look foolish, aren't we?
As I say, we're getting a lot of notifications on Echo Base.
I can't find, I'm going to have a look at it as well.
Yeah, I've just put it up.
Is anyone telling us why or not?
Not really, no.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to see what it is there.
I'll find out.
The grief you're getting for that, I imagine. Yeah, so for my vintage collection, the two that I've decided I've got to get next, I want an R5-D4 and a Power Droid, or Gonk, as Matt Keaton calls them. But there was always Power Droid to me.
Yeah, it is. It is a Power Droid. Yeah. It is a Power Droid on the card. So it's just nicknamed Gonk because it says Gonk, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's go into our interview with Jamie Brown. He's the head at GW Acrylic.
Yeah.
So let's listen to that. Hello, Jamie Brown.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well, thank you, sir.
Brilliant. So what? Today, I'm just going to start with getting to know you.
Cool.
So you are the face of GW Acrylic, but we want to get to know the man behind the displays.
The man behind the displays, well... Yes.
Can you tell us your Star Wars story?
Sorry, say that again.
Can you tell us your Star Wars story when you first fell in love with the toys?
My Star Wars collecting stories? Yeah, well, basically, I'm 47, 48 next month. So I was 7 when Star Wars first came out.
And, yeah, I was.
That was a perfect age, really, you know, so
yeah,
Star Wars was the first film that I was taken to with my dad at the Southampton Gaumont on opening night, and basically it was like kind of a bit of a bonding thing between my dad. It was the one time when we kind of, you know, loved something together as passionately, as like, you know, as you could be, really. And I remember my dad going on and on and on about this film all the way home, and it was a really big deal, you know.
Yeah,
and then the toys came pretty quickly after that, because I was kind of inventing Star Wars toys out of Lego, really.
Right.
Being aware of the action figures coming out, because I've seen adverts and stuff in various books and magazines that I was buying, and but trying to find these action figures was quite tricky. And in the end, we managed to find, there's a local shop to me in Lymington. And called, I can't remember the name of it, to be honest with you. I think it's called Figures or something like that. Anyway, and within this action shop, within this action figure shop, they had these Star Wars figures. And I think they must have been quite low on stock, because the only ones that were left were kind of like the Ben Kenobis, you know?
All right.
So my first ever Star Wars action figure was Ben Kenobi, and I still have him. He's had about 4 new capes and about 5 new lightsabers, but he's still the same Ben Kenobi.
Well, as long as they're not repro ones.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. Never repro.
Yeah.
No, he's still
so what do you collect?
Well, I'm very much a nostalgic collector, so nostalgia obviously plays a big influence in my collecting. My collecting changes a lot, and I've been collecting. I was collecting big time, obviously, as a kid, and I started collecting again about 1992. And I kind of, at the moment, I'm focusing very much on Palitoy, because Palitoy probably has the biggest nostalgic draw to me with the logo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like so iconic. And I'm a big fan of the original first 12 as well. So the very, very early toys, the first 12 and the first play sets and the first vehicles around that very iconic 1978 kind of line. Unfortunately, that stuff is megabucks. So it's when I buy something, it's kind of a little bit few and far between, you know, when I can afford it, when I want to upgrade or stuff like that. So I pick up bits and bobs along the way that I like, and again, I have a draw to or a memory with. But my absolute focus and my absolute favourites are those first 12, really.
Brilliant. So where do you buy your items?
Well, I do look around eBay, but eBay I will avoid because...
I always say that.
There's so many pitfalls, you know. Even when something comes up and it seems a good price, there's no guarantee it's going to be what you think it is.
No.
There's no guarantee the guy's going to package it, you know, so it doesn't get damaged and stuff like that. So, Occasionally I'll buy on Facebook. You know, I'm a member of all the Facebook groups, and if I see something on Facebook. But to be honest with you, my I do enjoy buying something when I have it in hand.
Right.
And so I will kind of save my money up for. There's a Farthest From show, which is quite local to me, 20 minutes up the road.
Yeah,
which
I'd love to go to that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a bit
one.
Far for me. I'm in Leeds, so that's quite far for me.
We have people come down from Newcastle, you know, down to the States, you know. It's a big draw for people. It becomes like a little bit of a party atmosphere as well.
I bet.
As it goes over the 2 days. So even though I'm sitting at those events, I do take the opportunity to wander off my stall and and have a look and see what's around. And I guess, you know, the Echo Live show is another good one. That sort of up-and-coming show, which seems to be getting better and better.
Yes, so we're having a meet-up there, so I'll see you down there again. Saw you there, when was it? Was it April, was the last one?
Was it April? Was it how long ago? Was it Mark?
Thanks.
Hey, with your lovely Mrs. Debbie,
Yeah. Right. Met you down there, bought you a few items off you.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Yeah, so the live shows are my favourite. I guess my second favourite would be probably the Vectus auctions.
All right.
I don't know if you're aware of
another place I need to visit.
Well, you know, it's all online. So,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, I don't watch them.
It happens. Yeah. The prices on those auctions can be a little bit heavy, a little bit toppy, depends on what, you know, what you're after.
You can get some bargains there, though.
You can pick a bargain up.
Yeah, notice that.
So I have a friend who basically, on Vectus Auction Day, will... ring me up in the morning and then be on the phone to me the whole time of the auctions, and we kind of egg each other on to buy stuff, you know, and so it can be a bit of an expensive day.
Well, I suppose if there's a few of you put towards, you can get some good items, can't you?
I mean, you know, the Vectus, I mean, they've had some really good, you know, auctions in the past with, I don't know if you're aware of the Beecher sale, which is a really good one, and you know, and they do seem to have the kind of items that I look for. They do seem to have the 12 backs and the Palitoy stuff. And so, you know, once they put their listings up a few weeks before auction day, I'm scouring through those listings and just trying to work out where the money's coming from. Yeah.
Definitely. So what's your most treasured item?
Well, I guess my most treasured item is probably, I've already mentioned it, it's probably the Ben Kenobi, you know.
All right.
You know, bless him. He was being tucked away for a while. I have obviously a full loose run, and those are all, I store those kind of all in the vintage collector's cases, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's been tucked in there for quite a while. But then, of course, you know, we'll talk about GW Acrylic later on, I'm sure. Yeah. But we do a collector's stand, which is the first 12 kind of mailer that you used to get and send off for. And we do a case of that, which is makes it that it's pretty much dust proof and UV proof and stuff like that. And so those first 12 figures I can now sort of display. And so I have those first 12 figures. Half of those are my childhood figures. And they're now on display and they look absolutely fantastic. You know, and then just as it happens, Ben Kenobi's got pride of place right in the middle. Bless him.
I remember I got my Ben Kenobi from France. It was actually on a Meccano card and I ripped it open. Right?
Wow.
I know. I went over on a school trip and it's one of the figures that I couldn't find over here. And yes. I saw it there, thought, oh, I'll have to have that. Not knowing, obviously, how much the square cards go for these days.
Well, the Ben Kenobi on the square card, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my
it was.
I wouldn't like to think. You would be.
I cried myself to sleep at night thinking about that one.
Oh, yeah. So you wouldn't get much change from a couple of hundred quid there, I'm telling you.
No.
A few of them. Yeah,
so, what would be your holy grail?
Oh, that's a good question. A holy grail, hey? Well, there's holy grails which are kind of out of reach, and I don't, you know, those are probably like what people would consider real holy grails, but I'll never get them, you know? So, right now, my holy grail really would be that I have a first 12 carded figures. Yeah, so I have the first 12 on 12 backs. If I could, and at the moment, four of those are Palutoi.
Right.
The rest are Kenner. One Takara. I think I've got Takara Stormtrooper as a 12 back as well. I would probably, as a holy grail, have the rest of them as Palutoi 12 backs.
Right.
That would be
very nice.
Very nice, and not really. I mean, you know, unless we have an absolute market crash here, you know.
I can't see that happening anytime. So,
one of the most expensive, and one of the ones I really want would be the Ben Kenobi on the Palutoi 12 back. And that's just silly money.
Yeah.
So, I'm hoping that someday someone will discover a big box of 60 and then we can talk about some reasonable prices, you know,
in a landfill somewhere.
In a landfill, next to the ET Atari computer game.
Right. So one of us questions is how you display your collection, but as you're Mr. Acrylic, this is obvious. So, going to tell us about GW Acrylic, who they are, and how they all got started.
How we display? Well, GW Acrylic. I don't know if you're aware, obviously, we're specialising in sort of display cases.
Yeah.
We kind of like market ourselves as the alternative to grading, obviously.
Right.
If you were to go to any of these grading companies, UKG, AFA, they put them into a nice acrylic box, and they're sealed at that point there, and they're given a grade. We kind of offer the acrylic box, but with a sliding bottom, so you can remove your item, touch your item, which I'm quite a tactile person when it comes to this stuff. I love to have it in my hand. I don't want it to be tombed away.
No.
And so GW Acrylic we've been around for quite a while. Originally it was Christian Summer, who a big collector, who lives up in Froome. Owned the business, and then kind of split the business up a couple of years ago. So we have GW Acrylic USA, which is Ian Sanderson. I don't know if you know Ian Sanderson.
Yes, I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
Yeah, you know, very popular guy, very popular guy, amazing, you know, collector. He's in the States now. He moved over to the States, and so he kind of represents GW Acrylic over there, and I'm doing GW Acrylic over here. It was last year at Celebration that we had a stall
I bought some things there as well.
Did you really?
Some Black Series cases.
There was a need to kind of like, you know, take the whole business more seriously, and you know, because we were doing so well, and we kind of pride ourselves on the products and on the actual service that we provide. And so we launched kind of at that celebration show, and it really took off really quickly. I think, you know, once people see the products that we do, and, you know, we take a lot of pride in the quality and a lot of pride in the craftsmanship of these actual these cases that we do, you know, that once people see them, they kind of don't go back. And, you know, we have people coming back and back and back all the time. Yeah. with their display needs. So that's how it kind of started.
Fantastic. So have you ever thought about going into grading?
Integrating what, as GW Acrylic integrating?
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do grading. You know, we leave that to the expert. And, you know, I'm not one to down grading companies, but, you know, my personal opinion is that it's basically one person's opinion, you know, I'm not really a fan of, you know, just taking someone else's opinion and saying, well, that is what it is. You know, I think we're all, once you've been in the hobby a while, and even if you're early days in the hobby, you can pretty much, you know, see what you think is, you know, the kind of quality of the item that you're looking at, you know. And there is a, you know, there's a need, certainly on the high end of collectibles, to have that service to sort of show that, you know, that these things are genuine, you know.
But, oh yeah, definitely.
But again, you know, I'm not going to sort of down these grading companies. They do provide that service. And but yeah, I mean, we're looking at the moment maybe of we've been talking to, I don't know if you're aware of the Star Wars Tracker.
Yes, they're not actually one of our sponsors, but Jared Cope, yeah, we've been talking.
Yeah, well, Jared's kind of, you know, he's a good lad, and, like, you know, and that's a great app. One of the features of that app really is to document your own collection. You know, you have your own portfolio. And, you know, I think maybe there's some room to kind of have identification via that app with our cases. That might work. But we wouldn't actually be, we wouldn't be grading those items. No, we'll leave that to those grading experts.
Yes, if you'd listened to my daily podcast, I have talked about grading, and I'm of the same mind, really. You don't need to know how good your figures are. You don't need somebody else telling you. You'll know how good your figures are.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, you know, if you're buying something high end, you know, something in its thousands and that, there is
there's
maybe a need to you know, make sure that that's the genuine article, you know, an expert eye was required there. But if it's loose figures and stuff like that, and there's also the horrible kind of, especially with AFA, the horrible kind of U-grading side of things, which I'm
definitely
very much against. But, you know, it's not my place to these businesses, you know, they do.
Oh, no, no.
But, you know, if it's just display you're after, if it's just protection you're after, then there is an alternative, and that's GW Acrylic.
So have you got any new products?
New products? Well, we have new products all the time. You know, every time we get a shipment coming in, there's always some new stuff in there. So, right now, we were looking. The last products that we launched were cases for the mini rigs. So we have a case for a mini rig with a flap, you know, the ones that have got that sort
of
flap sitting out, and then we've got a case for ones that don't have flaps. They've been proven very popular. They look amazing. So I would say that, of course. we've got cases for kind of mailers. We're sort of expanding our mailer range. So, you know, you get these. I'm a big fan of these kind of figures that you used to send off for when you were a kid. You know, when you cut out six nameplates off the
and you ruin your cards. Yeah,
I think you ruin your cards in the process. But, you know, you didn't care about the names, those, did you?
No.
So, you know, we've had a Boba Fett in one in the past. The Boba Fett being quite an expensive mailer nowadays. But you know, we've got mailers now for like the Nine the Admiral Akbar, and the Empire Strikes Back one. So these make a really good display item. You imagine, you know, your mailer. If you were to buy a mailer box these days, you'll have a bagged figure. you have a couple of catalogs and you have a little white box. I mean, how do you display that, you know? So our cases allow you to sort of see each part of that, and it really looks nice. You know, you've got your display and your box and your two catalogs. Looks great. So we did that, and another one that's been ridiculously popular, and this is not vintage, is the 40th anniversary Black Series.
Right, I was going to ask you about those, because I need some of those myself.
Oh, man, you and the rest of the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we just sort of tried them out with a short run, just to sort of see how they'd be. And I think it was about a week we were out of stock, you know. So we're getting a fair few more in coming the end of September.
Oh, good, I'll keep my eye out then.
I'll put a couple aside for you, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
We're getting, obviously, first of all, they look great. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They are a great looking little range. And unfortunately, and now they've, you know, the whole thing's been discontinued. They're becoming quite popular as well, because, you know, people understand that these aren't going to be around forever.
Yeah, limited.
And unfortunately, that pushes the price up as well. And when the prices go up, you want to make sure those things are in, you know, minty mint condition. So these Black Series 40th anniversary cases, and they look great. They look fantastic.
Yeah.
What other new products did we have recently? Well, we had the glass leet cases, right, which, you know, a small section of diehard fans would like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet don't sell many of those.
Not really, no. But they do look great. You know, I must admit, I've yet to have a glass leet figure myself.
Right.
I can't afford
it. Yeah, right, me too.
Yep.
I think I've only got one little lady.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love those. I think I managed to get myself a little lady myself the other day. Because I was on the Vectus auction, and I bought a squid head figure, and it did say made in Mexico on it. So I might be a little lady. Who knows? Who knows? I can't open it, so I'll never find out. But I'm gonna say it's a little lady anyway.
Yeah.
That's my truth, and I'm sticking to it. And and basically, I think Masters Universe is another line that we've just started to sort of go into.
All right.
So we've got some cases of those. Not a big fan of Masters Universe. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but it was never something that hit my.
No, I'm still on that line.
I guess I was about 16 in them days, and so I was probably.
Yeah, I think I went on to 18 figures at that time.
Yeah, well, I would say I moved on to girls, but I probably hadn't. I probably moved on to 64, if the truth was known. So those are our new products, and then of course, you know, I mean, we've got 32 products now, you know, and. So there won't be many other new releases, I think, till the end of this year, but we're working on so much more, really. It'd be nice to sort of cover the whole of the Star Wars range. That's what we kind of aim to do, to have, you know, the whole Star Wars range kind of covered.
Yeah. I do like the card back, you know, the Lowe's card back and Lowe's figure cases.
Well done, Mark. That is one of our new ones, and another popular one as well. So I mean, the loose card back and loose figure case allows you really to kind of make your own mock, really, isn't it? I find it's quite groundbreaking in the fact, with its engineering, it, you know, you can have a loose figure there with a stand and your card back sitting behind
it. That looks fantastic, actually.
Yeah, once it's in the case there, it does look amazing. It's, you know, it's there's certain mocks there which are really out of people's price range, me included. I've got Empire Strikes Back, you know, Palatoy cards there with the loose figures, and I've set mine up and they look absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Have you got any customers that have given you ideas?
Oh, we get ideas all the time. Yeah, you know, we got obviously through the website. There's a contact us form, and I have people contacting me every day with requests for bespoke work. The problem is that, you know, one of the strengths of GW Acrylic is that we don't really do bespoke. We're selling from stock. That way, you know, your cases are there, you know, 24 hours, 48 hours after you've placed your order, which how it should be, really. Especially, you know, for collecting mine, we don't like hanging around, do we?
No.
So I know from personal experience, I don't, you know, I'm not the most patient person. So, you know, so when it comes to sort of cases that we don't do, what tends to happen is that I'll talk to the other people within the actual company themselves. And if we have a bigger need for that particular case, then we will consider making it a line that we'll sell. There's things occurring in the background which hopefully will allow us to sort of fulfill more of those bespoke needs in the near future. But you know, it's very difficult to stock a mass load of, say, you know, Millennium Falcon cases or ATAC cases or Imperial Shuttle cases just by their real size. You know, they'll be huge. They'll be huge. So so we do get, you know, a lot of people sort of requesting, if you do this, could you do this for us and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We do, and we will like to fill that hole at some point, but every suggestion that we get, we certainly don't ignore it, and we take it on board. And when there's you know, when we see that there's a potential of having a new line, then we'll act on it.
Fantastic. I suppose the ATAT is a customer need. The boxes are terrible on those.
Oh well, I've got an ATAT and I'll love a big case for it. Goodness knows where it will go. Where I'll display it, but I mean, you know, I could probably move in. It's that sort of size. But you know, these everybody has a Falcon and everybody has an Atwell. I want to say everybody, but you know, it's a popular vehicle.
Oh yeah,
it's probably one of my favourite vehicles. Really, I've still got my childhood one. Again, it's under the bed, can't touch it. I keep away from my daughter. And you know, it's and the ATAT. I mean, was there ever a better, you know, toy invented? I don't know. I'm not sure.
No.
You know, that was an amazing toy. And so, you know, these things are fantastic and they need to be reserved. So we're certainly considering an option for those.
At least you don't have to do the cases for the First Order TIE Fighter.
First Order, oh my goodness me. I've only ever seen one. Once.
Yeah, I bought one and it was too big for the house, so I had to put it in the shop.
Amazing. Incredible.
Gigantic.
Just not, where does that go? I mean, I live in a 2-bedroom flat. That's not going to happen. Yeah, unless I could like put a bunk bed between the two wings or something.
Yeah, you seem to have cornered the collector market, but have you got any competition?
Well, not really. I mean, you know,
you don't have to name them.
Well, the thing is, like I say, you know, we don't put ourselves in competition with the grading companies. We're not a grading company.
Yeah.
We are an acrylic display case company. So we offer the alternative, really. So I wouldn't consider the grading companies competition. And there are various smaller outlets there that do the cases and stuff like that. But again, to be honest with you, Christian especially has been doing this for many, many, many years, you know, and he's kind of, over those years, what he's been doing is perfecting the line, especially when it comes to the mock. I shouldn't say mock. I've got a friend, Dave Tree, who does the Father's Pop show. He hates mock. Don't say mock. Would you say mock? So mint on card cases. You know, when it comes to those mint on card cases, they have been perfected over a number of years, you know, and like, and he's so proud of that. He's so proud of the quality that goes into these cases and so proud of the workmanship and that. And it really shows, you know. And, like, I've seen sort of people popping up and doing cases and they really don't have that, just that finishing edge, you know, the polishing, the idea with the sliding bottom. The sliding bottom has to be, you know, just tight enough, you know, and loose enough to, so it doesn't fall out.
Perfect.
It's holding in place. It really is. And, you know, and I'm so proud of the work that's happened. And you're interviewing me, but basically, you know, all I'm doing is just standing on the shoulder of giant there, because, you know, he's been doing that for years and he's made it so good. And so, you know, so when it comes to competition, bring it on. I mean, you know, I don't, we, like Christian always says to me, you know, if he's been doing this for so long, it will take that long again to get to where we are, you know. And we're just really proud of what we do and stuff. So, yeah, I can't. No, I mean, I don't look at competition. I don't see it like that. We're very much focused on providing the service and providing the quality cases and stuff. So that's where we kind of focus.
Well, to be honest with you, I can't find anybody better than you.
Bless you.
I also buy off you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my cases now, and they're pretty special.
Oh, that's really kind of you saying. Actually, you've been good, because you know when I first started, and little nervous boy there, you were retweeting my tweets, and you know, you showed a lot of support, and I really appreciated that. Yeah, thank you.
That's fine. That's what we're here for. These collector community, that's, we help each other, don't we?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. That's what it is, you know. It's a community, and that, to be honest with you, is the best thing about the whole thing. You know, for me to be part of something that I love, and to be working within that community, and you're really lucky to do something that you love within a community like ours, because you know, that's the community side of it. Or community side of it is the best bit. That's the bit I love the most.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, the socials, the people, you know, it's so much fun. And lucky.
And talking about helping the collectors, have you got a discount code for us?
I do, sir. I do. let me just look up what I was going to do for you. So we have a website, which is a really easy website to use, really easy to order from. Can I give you the website?
Yes, please, though.
Yeah, it's www.gwacrylic.co.uk. So within that website, when you do an order, you come to do the checkout, there's a notes box. And if you were to type in that notes box, TSW, which is your Toy Box podcast. Just type in the letters TSW, and I'll refund 10% on the actual.
Fantastic.
Order, so that your listeners.
That's so gracious of you.
Can try us. Never go back, obviously.
Oh, no, definitely not. I'll probably be using that code myself, to be honest with you.
Yes, I'm not. Yes, it probably cost me a fortune, but I think it'd be wonderful for people who haven't tried GW Acrylic and our products to see what we do, because we've already talked about it. Super proud.
Right. So you mentioned your Twitter handle. Do you want to give that out?
My Twitter, which is at GW Acrylic UK.
Yep.
I think Facebook is the same, GW Acrylic UK. We've got a Facebook group. If you want to join that, that's great, because people share their pictures of their displays.
Yeah.
And you know, you get the first kind of options on the new products and the first sneak previews and stuff like that, so that's a good group. Via Twitter, I post up, I love it, don't understand it, sort of. And then we're also on Instagram as GW Acrylic UK. I haven't got a clue what I'm doing there at all, so I'm basically sort of putting pictures up of our products when people send
mainly what it's about, isn't it?
I put pictures up there. I love seeing the stuff, and I love I love seeing people's displays. You know, some people out there have got some fantastic displays, you know.
Oh no. Jealous of a lot of them.
Yeah. So Instagram. Where was I saying? Instagram. So yeah, we got pictures, people's displays and stuff like that. We've sort of supplied a few museums and a few shows as well, so there's links to that. Matt Fox has done a show called May the Toys Be With You, which is over in Torquay. It's a museum in Torquay. It's been running all summer. And, we use the GW Acrylic cases within that show to sort of display within the museum. And that has, that's a wonderful show to visit. It's really cool. It's got all the toys. He's set up a big Hoff diorama. It's amazing. Great to take the kids to, you know. So. Yeah. Yeah, so I'd like to give him a little shout, because he's done so well with that.
I'll put links to that on in the Facebook page.
Yeah,
the Toy Box Facebook page. And I'll put links up to your GW acrylic Facebook page as well.
Bless you, Mark.
So, one final question.
Yeah.
If you were a vintage Kenner, or should say Palletoy for Ocean to figure, who would you be?
Oh, man. This is like one of the Kaikast questions.
Yeah. Don't tell him I've nicked it off him.
Oh, okay. If I was a vintage figure, I'm gonna be vintage old Ben Kenobi, because like I've got a bit of a beard. My hair's obviously not there anymore, as was Ben, but he did put a wig on. And I've had a few outfits and I've had a few changes, but I'm still standing.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Bless you. Thank you, Mark. And nice, lovely talking to you.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
And that was Jamie Brown there. I hope you enjoyed that interview. What we're going to talk about now is something that's coming up in October. October the 14th, to be exact. That is Echo Live. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to have a table down there. We may be podcasting live, maybe doing a few interviews, but we're going to have a table, put some maybe t-shirts and stickers and business cards out there. So if you're going down to that and you want to be interviewed, just let us know. Just say hello.
Yeah, just say hello, if nothing else.
Yeah.
If you don't want a podcast, just come and have the chat.
Yeah. We'll be there most of the day, I think. We're going to have a little table. So that'll be exciting. Try and get a bit more vintage for us collections.
Oh, I'm down to the expensive ones now, I'm afraid.
Yeah, me too. I'm still stuck on last 10.
I've got an Ugnaught to get next. Solid Dome R2. I haven't got him yet either.
77
right. One. The three earliest of the droids. You know, the clicky droids I need to get.
Yeah.
And I think I've got an Ugnaught, one of the best Bespin guards. A removable limb 3PO I need, and then I'm just down to last 17, the expensive one. No.
Yeah.
But I might start boot fairing soon. I might start having a look around boot fairs. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah. Yeah, be lucky there. But there are bargains to be found anywhere.
Freddie's always getting little bits at the boot fair. You're going to boot fair, his mum's always getting little pieces. No, right. He's got a Millennium Falcon for 20p. It's one that opens up at the top and folds out into different things. I don't know.
All right, yeah.
He paid 20p for a Darth Vader TIE Fighter that when you squeeze the trigger at the back, it spins like Darth Vader TIE Fighter does.
They're all right.
I've not seen either of those before, so.
No. Oh, cool.
Quite interesting. Yeah, so... boot fairs and stuff are something that I've not really done for a while. I will. I need to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go this morning, but I decided against it.
Well, the thing is, Sundays are about the only day most of us ever get a lay-in, aren't they? And you think, I could go, but, you know. And there are bargains to be had, but they're few and far between, and people are becoming slightly deluded at the value of their toys anyway.
I think people see Star Wars on an item and they think, oh, it must be worth a fortune.
Yeah, and there's very little that's worth over £100, to be fair, is there?
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
Right there.
You know, especially in the figures, I mean, there's a few, unless you've got some, you know, mint on card stuff, but a BE you're going to find at a booth, then never going to be worth more than a few quid, isn't it? No.
I think I went to a book fair up in Scotland and he had a few figures lined up on the table.
Mm.
And I saw Princess Leia Organa, the original white one.
Yeah.
And I said, sir, how much is that? He says 50p. I went, right, I'll have that.
Yeah.
And how much the rest of them. So I got them all for, I think, for £2 or something daft like that. So you're right, there are bargains out there.
Yeah, but it's the sublime to the ridiculous, because then you get, you know, someone else that wants, you know, 20 quid for a figure. You know, well,
yeah.
Do you have any idea what it's actually worth? You know, Star Wars. No, Star Wars. And, you know, unless you've got something signed by Carrie Fisher, you're not going to be something that you need an arm desk or a home with, do you? I'm sure that people do pick up a Yak Face and Imperial Shuttle and things like that, but it's few and far between. You know, I think people have learned, haven't they?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, what's on this list then for your birthday?
Other than books, collection related stuff. There's some Argos are doing some fantastic deals on things at the moment. They've got some Funkos there, like Ray and BB-8 for about £6-7. They've got an Obi-Wan Kenobi Lego buildable for about £7, which is great. And they've got a 20-inch Jyn Erso, you know, the Jack figure.
Yeah, I've seen that. Is it about £3.99?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
And that's the only one I haven't got. So
right.
I need that. So that's the very top of my list. I've written, this is only £3.99, next to most ones. This is the one I need. No, because it'll be perfect just to finish it all off. You know, and that I went to Smith the other day, and I went just on Saturday, just doing a recce for seeing what I could get, and they've got almost nothing in there.
No, they haven't. They haven't at all.
Just shocking. You know, I was going to take some photos, but I'm like, well, if I took photos of that, then I'd need one photo. Because
I tweeted them and I said, well, what's going on? Why is there no Star Wars stock? And they couldn't give me an answer.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it.
They did leak that ski speeder the other week. So they're obviously getting some new stock in. So I don't know what's going on. I went to Toys R Us last Saturday.
Yeah.
And they've got one aisle full of Star Wars. But it's the same thing. It's just multiplied the same thing. It's just the things they can't sell.
Yeah.
They haven't got any Black Series or any figures or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm scared to do the Pandora's box of collecting anything new. I mean, I'll steal Freddy's leftovers, but you know, when you start looking at the Black Series and the 40th anniversary one, you're looking at serious money. You know, to get the full collection, you're looking at serious money, aren't you?
Definitely.
And I couldn't just buy one because I couldn't.
No.
I was looking at the Funkos that I was looking at. You know, there was a load of Star Wars ones, and then I saw a Tyrion Lannister one, and I thought, oh, I like that. I love it, Game of Thrones. And then I thought, I can't have that, because then I'll need all of the other Game of Thrones ones. And I'll start collecting all of those as well as everything else I collect. And it's just a nightmare, isn't it?
Certainly is. Certainly is. I've tweeted Toys R Us. I actually tried to speak to a manager at Toys R Us, but he didn't want to speak to me.
That's because you know what you're talking about and you were therefore scared.
I wanted to know about Force Friday, and apparently they're not opening. They're not a big enough store to open.
Well, and the local one to us is, I believe.
I think there's about three or four that are opening, which nowhere near me.
Yeah.
So I should just pop up first thing in the morning. See what they've got. Probably not a lot like last year for Rogue One. They didn't have anything at all. They had the Funko Pops and that was about it.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Is it worth getting up or going to bed that late? You know, because a lot of it. I mean, you get people going there buy all of it and then just think it's.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The scalpers lost all that, weren't they?
Infuriating. Yeah, and I just think they're a bit of a, a bum, really, aren't they? I mean, you know, everyone's going to make some money however they can, I suppose. But, you know, not in my backyard.
Right. Well, I think that'll just about do it for today.
Yep, okay.
Where can people find you?
People can find me annoying people on the VIP page. And if you're not a VIP yet, why are you not a VIP? Because you're missing out on all of the fun. Honestly, it's the best thing about Facebook is the VIP page. You can find me, Jeremy, at Talk Star Wars on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook somewhere as well, and me, Jeremy. What about you?
Well, I am TSW Toy Box Daily on Twitter, and Mark, TSW Toy Box Daily on Facebook. But you can find me on the TSW Toy Box Facebook page, where I post all my toy runs, what I've bought, all the leaks. There are plenty of those. Just check that out.
Yep, it's worth it.
Definitely is. Right then, I shall say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, and may the toys be with you.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.